4F. Exercise 2B, page 48. 1. You will hear two friends talking about the weather.
I love snow. It's so pretty when everything is covered in white.
Oh, not me. I can't stand it when it's cold. But I do find some of the strange effects of cold weather very interesting.
Me too. Like snow donuts.
I read about them online. The wind blows the snow into a roll. They must be the craziest thing you can see in winter.
Oh, I disagree. I think hair ice sounds stranger.
Hair ice? What's that?
It's ice that grows on dead wood and looks like white hair.
That is strange.
2. You will hear two friends discussing an earthquake.
Did you see the news last night about the earthquake in Italy? I've never experienced an earthquake, but it must be terrifying.
I have, here in the UK, though it wasn't as big as the one in Italy.
Really? What happened?
I had just finished brushing my teeth before bed when I heard this loud noise. Then everything started shaking. I had no idea what was going on. I mean, you don't expect an earthquake in the UK.
That must have been scary.
Since I didn't know what it was, I wasn't so scared. I was thankful that my family wasn't hurt. That's all.
3. You will hear two classmates talking about a project.
Did you finish your project on extreme weather?
Yeah. And I found out some really interesting information. I hadn't realized, but did you know that England has the most tornadoes per square mile than any other country in the world?
Really? I thought the USA had the most.
They have the highest total number and the worst. The tornadoes in the USA do a lot of damage. They can destroy houses and pick up cars and trucks. But it's a much bigger country. So in relation to its size, it has fewer than little old England.
4. You will hear two friends talking about a TV show.
Did you see that new series about weather mysteries last night?
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I'd never heard of animal rain before. Imagine fish just falling from the sky.
It gives a whole new meaning to "it's raining cats and dogs," doesn't it? And it was surprising how many places this had happened. Also, they were really good at explaining it in a way that normal people could understand.
But I could have done without the dramatic piano that they played over the whole thing.
Me too. It was a bit over the top. Anyway, I can't wait for next week's show. It's about the Bermuda Triangle. That should be interesting, don't you think?
5. You will hear two friends talking about natural disasters.
I feel like I don't want to watch the news anymore. There are always so many terrible things happening.
What do you mean?
Well, just last week there were wildfires in Greece and Italy, floods in America, and an earthquake in Japan.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen every week. It's terrible, I know, but they don't happen all the time.
Maybe not earthquakes, but wildfires and floods seem to be more common these days because of climate change.
Well, I don't know if climate change causes all of them, but you've got a point about natural disasters being more common.